I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There was a moment today when Lebanon seemed on the verge of civil war. Shooting broke out in parts of Beirut, where Shiite and Sunnis live in close and uneasy proximity. The day began with Shiite barricades along main streets and on the highway to Beirut Airport. The barricades followed a one-day strike by civil servants and other workers over low pay and rising food prices. As The World's Aaron Schachter reports, political deadlock and concern over the economy make for a toxic atmosphere.
A huge mound of dirt lies on the main highway leading to Beirut's airport. Around it, there's a party atmosphere among the hundreds of people gathered here, most of them boys and young men. Mahdi Asaf is pushed forward by his friends. He's 14. Asaf says, "We're not trying to shut down the country. We're demonstrating for the people. We believe we're going to achieve our aims and bring down this government. They're stopping the country, not us." In general, the men won't speak to journalists, but 68-year-old Najib Haider can't contain himself. Haider gets a round of applause when he tells the crowd he drove about 20 miles on a small scooter to show his support for the opposition. He blames the ruling coalition of Christians and Sunnis for bringing this upon Lebanon by starving the people and denying them their rights. Haider says, "I'm going to stay for as long as it takes for this government to decide what to do. If there's going to be a war, there's going to be a war. It's better to fight to get food than to do nothing and starve. I'd rather die than be ashamed." Dying for the cause, whatever that may be, isn't just a slogan. Rival factions this afternoon engaged in fierce gun battles near Beirut's downtown, firing assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. Hospitals report casualties. The violence increased after a speech by Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah. Nasrallah said, "Our response to the government's recent decisions is this. Whoever declares war against us and launches a war against us, whether he's our father or brother or just a political opponent, we have the right to confront him, to defend ourselves, our weapons, our resistance, and our existence." Nasrallah was careful to claim that his group has no interest in turning its guns on fellow Lebanese.
Israel تفرح لمشاهدة بيروت مدينة محاصرة.
The leader of the governing coalition, Saad Hariri, spoke later in the day, chiding Nasrallah and his thugs for playing into the hands of Israel by laying siege to Beirut. He called on Nasrallah to, as he put it, salvage Lebanon from hell. That's a reference to the hideous civil war that almost destroyed the country between 1975 and 1990. Lebanon's army is having a tough time containing the violence because it, too, is divided along religious and party lines. It walks a fine line between keeping the peace and not seeing itself dragged into the conflict. Because of that, the army chief today threatened to take soldiers off the streets altogether. Osama Safa runs the Lebanese Center for Policy Studies. He says both the government and the opposition are to blame for the current violence, but since neither will admit responsibility, he's worried about what the future holds.
They've reached the logjam from which any backing down will mean defeat. The government is not going to be able to rescind its decisions. If it does, that means any semblance of commanding an authority will be severely tarnished. And Hezbollah, has a huge constituency, has commitments.
Safa says the really unfortunate aspect is that the Lebanese people have very real needs for increased wages and better living conditions, the two reasons given for yesterday's labor strike that kicked off the current violence. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut, Lebanon.